welcome back to the Power Hour. It's not just lip service. And, you know, I got a little personal. I hadn't told that. I've never told that story before on Eric Doctor Group, really in detail about kind of a little bit of my struggle and how my life was. But it's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about health. Because if you're not healthy, you said it, I know it. I can tell you firsthand, ladies and gentlemen. And I was more of an extreme case. We're just talking about most people listening to this, they just feel not as healthy, or they feel, oh, I'm a little down, or I feel a little lack of energy, or what have you. When you're not healthy, your life sucks. That's just all there is to it. Everything else is compounded. Everything is difficult. Every little thing, you know, you want to go somewhere, well, no, I don't really feel good. It's terrible. And it's an oppression. And that's why I am so adamant and so emotional when we have guests on or different stories we've heard about the pharmaceutical industry. I don't care anymore. We are facing a multi-billion dollar industry that doesn't seem to have your best interests at heart. Can I say that? I mean, is that pretty obvious? Is that some big news flash? So then if they're not, then they're putting money ahead of your welfare. And when I was in that situation and I felt like that, I'm still not 100% healthy. I'm way better because of people like Dr. Group. But when I was in that situation where my life was basically over or ruined or controlled by my health, and to think what I know now and to look back then, I mean, it would drive you insane to think I detest this system. I abhor them at the highest level of what they're doing. That's why I'm so adamant about certain issues. They send me through the roof. I, you know, have some hang up or whatever you want to say. That's why what this show is here. One of the reasons is to fight for you and to present the best information we can. And we're not, you know, of course we sell things over the Power Mall, or else we couldn't even talk to Dr. Group. That's where we get the engine. Thank you for your support. Thank you for not going to Amazon. Thank you for buying from the good guys. Thank you for your prayers. We're here because of you. And we are also here because where else can you get this information? And that's how I feel. And I want you to know, especially for new listeners, I want you to understand the perspective. We are getting sicker. Our lives are being shorter, and we spend about double the amount of healthcare in any country in the world. We're about 43rd or so, Dr. Sherry Rogers says. You know, metrics are a little different, but somewhere about in the 40s for overall health in the world, give or take. In the whole world, America's 40th, and we're, are you kidding me? This system is a failure. What other word can you describe? Your health is your responsibility, just like everything. Freedom, liberty, justice, the Declaration of Independence, it all works together. Your freedom, including health, is up to you. God has given it to you. We want to give you tools to help you connect to your creator, connect to your highest self. And I went on a little diatribe there, but I was pretty fired up during the break. Me and Dr. Group were talking on another subject, but you'll probably hear about in a few months. But Dr. Group, you inspire me, and it's a real pleasure to have you on. I don't know if you want to comment about any of that diatribe, but I'm not trying to put you in a corner, but go ahead.
I've been dealing with fighting these organizations for the last 20 years, like you, Daniel. And trying to educate the public, because I think that it's, you know, if you look back in history, all great change started with one person. Let's just say the last 50, 60 years or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, the government has really done nothing but cause more damage to society. If you look at the organic movement, let's say, that was all started by a group of people, farmers, individuals. It was a grassroots effort. The government fought back, the agricultural. So you have three main arms that run the government, the agricultural, the oil and gas, and the industrial and the governmental section there, and the pharmaceutical. So, those are monsters that we're having to deal with. And all of them, the agricultural industry, the food industry, is pretty much all toxic. except for the organic movement. That's why when the grassroots efforts, the people got sick of eating chemical-based food, got sick of all chemical-based fertilizers, GMO, even before GMOs, they started rising up. You started seeing campaigns. You started seeing organizations get developed that were bringing awareness to organic foods that are healthier. And you saw the backlash on that. You had the big agricultural and the food giants start saying, oh, there's no difference between organic and regular conventional and this and that. And they're still fighting that. Then you see the pharmaceutical giant over on one leg, and the pharmaceutical giant has been fighting the natural movement for years. But it's taken people like me, Mike Adams, all of the great individuals that even a lot of them have even died and been killed because they're bringing forth cures for cancer and different methods to eliminate disease naturally. And it's a threat to, you know, like just like organics was a threat to the agricultural, so is natural medicine a threat to the pharmaceutical. So is a free energy, cars that run on water, cars that run on magnetics, like, you know, that we've had for ages and ages and ages, but they're being suppressed by the oil and gas industry because oil and gas, there's too much money. So when you look at those organizations and then you see the amount of lobbying that's done in the government is basically being run. You know, people say, oh, yeah, the president and all that, and we have great senators and all that, and the government's being run. All the government's doing is creating more laws, more restrictions, more toxicity. You know, they're not ever addressing the root cause of any of these situations. It took me a year, and I put together the most effective health care plan for America that anyone's ever put together, because I outlined all of the issues that we're dealing with in our current health care plan dating back to George Bush's when I did it. I submitted it, sent it multiple times to the government, sent it to the Health and Human Department, sent it to the CDC, sent it everywhere, outlining a way that we could become the number one healthcare provider in America, why we have so many health problems and why we're spending trillions of dollars on healthcare problems in America. And it went down and broke down all of the things that are causing us to have disease in America. It was a section on fluoride, the air quality, the water quality, the all of the chemicals that are allowed into the food systems and into the beverages, and why, and it was scientific research, by the way, on how these things are creating not only psychological illnesses, creating toxicity in the body, creating disease. And the root cause of all this, and I gave them all the solutions. I've submitted that same health care program, which would eliminate 90% of the health care costs in America. And not only that, it would create health and happiness across the country. I've submitted it to Bush. I submitted it to Obama's organization. I've even submitted it to Trump's organization. And I usually do it two or three times. The only person that even I got a response from was the Trump organization. And it was something like, thank you, we'll take a look at it. Until we address the root cause of all of our situations, we're not going to get anywhere. However, the good news is, people like us, it's always the grassroots efforts that are the ones that create change. People think that they're going to vote for these people and vote for the president and vote for that and all that's going to create change. No, it doesn't. What creates change is the grassroots efforts. It's the people coming together. It's the people educating individuals. Look at the GMO movement, right? March Against Monsanto, all of this brought awareness to the masses about the negative effects of GMOs. Then the government starts to listen. You know, it takes all of us coming together to educate to a certain level the masses and to expose the lies of, you know, all of these organizations that have been going on for years and years and years, and then people start waking up and you start to see a shift happen.
Do you have a copy of that health plan? Do you, I mean, have you made that public?
I did make it public. I made it public via Alex Jones, and I mean, it was made public in a few different places. It's probably been taken down everywhere, but yeah, I'll be happy to share that with you.
Yeah, send it to Catherine, and maybe we'll email it out to our listeners or put it on the website or something. I don't know. I think people need – it needs to at least be out there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let's see. I'll make a note to myself right now, send healthcare plan. But that's kind of the – you know, there have been a lot of things, good things that have been happening. I wish – you know, that you're seeing this right now with the 5G. With the negative and harmful effects of EMFs. Like, we've all been talking about that for ever since cell phones came out. Like, I can remember doing radio shows on the negative effects of cell phones 10 years ago, something like that. And you're starting to see individuals that are talking about it, but you're not seeing a big group of people come together. Kind of like what you want to, you know, start doing. When you start, like, March Against Monsanto was a big group. They brought awareness about GMOs. Right now you have 1,000 people in the world talking about the negative effects of EMFs, the negative effects of cell phones, the negative effects of the Wi-Fi routers, negative effects of 5G. But it's when the government doesn't really care, and you can't create a change until all those people come together into one group. Because it's like, okay, you got that little person over there, that little person over there, that little person over there. So I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's massive amounts and massive campaigns right now to try to counteract all of the stuff that's coming out online. And there's censorship. You know, you know about all the censorship that's happening on Facebook, that's happening on Google. So you have never before have you had such a fight from the government-run organizations to the individuals that are trying to educate people on the negative effects of things and to expose the root cause of all these health conditions. You would think that, oh, you hear the government up there talking about, oh, we need to reduce healthcare costs, we need to reduce healthcare costs, but at the same time they're allowing 5G. I mean, come on. They're allowing all the chemicals to be sprayed.
We need to lower healthcare. We need to lower healthcare costs. That's why we're going to vaccinate everybody. Everybody line up so we can lower healthcare costs. Hurry. It's free.
Right. I mean, these are the times that we're living in. Our grandchildren are going to look back, you know, if there's even any grandchildren to look back, and they're going to be saying, this is just insane. Look, this is insanity what you guys went through. They were actually injecting you with a bunch of different nanoparticles and like 6 different hexavalent viruses. Like, who injects people with that? And you just believed them when they told you it was going to help you prevent the flu? When the flu actually changes, and every time it replicates, its DNA changes every time it replicates, it's literally impossible to develop a flu vaccine. I mean, this is the insanity that we're living in today. It's so much propaganda and conditioning and control over the population that they do everything they can to make sure you never find out the truth.
You said when I went and visited you in Houston, and hopefully I'll get to do it again soon. And I remember in your office, I was sitting on your couch, and you said one of the most inspiring things. I don't know why it just struck me at that time I've ever heard in my life, because we were kind of talking about this dynamic and what have you. And you said that in the future, we're going to look back to this time, 50 years, or they're going to look back and see and see how we have done it. We're going to sit on this couch again, and we're going to look back, and we're going to say, we did it. We overcame it. And people are going to say, how in the world did you do it? I don't know how we did it. We did it. We overcame this. We did it. We came out the other side. There is truth. There is some light. There is liberty. There is virtue in the world, in the scientific community, in the government community, in the legal, in the educational community. There is morality. There is a sense of justice about who we are again. There is. We will win. I know, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I say this all the time, this idea, this concept, the American ideal has been engineered out of us. That American ideal is that divinity is within you and that you have the ability to pursue happiness, to pursue the life. You have dominion over the earth. This biblical, American, lawful Declaration of Independence idea is the greatest political idea we have ever seen in this world. And when you may not think of it or not, when you talk medical, you're talking political. When you talk political, again, obviously you end up talking medical really quick because it's the essence of who you are. And I don't want you to ever listen to this broadcast and feel, overwhelmed to put your head in the sand. Please don't ever feel that. There are people like Dr. Group out. There are people at this radio show. We're here. Your support. We don't get a check from George Soros. Just think of the dynamic of that. I don't know why. I just feel I've had several phone calls this morning, and I've talked to some very prominent people. Dr. Group being one of them. I talked to him before the show. I'm not going to name too many names, whatever. There's a movement afoot. There's an energy afoot. And the people who are on the front lines of this, and believe me, Dr. Group is on the front lines of this. This radio show is on the front line of telling you this information and receiving the backlash from it. You don't think there's backlash and energetic? I mean, we couldn't even get the signal out. Was it last week or the week before? And the things that are going on. Why? Because how many people are telling you about who you are? About the fight that we are in? And then everything political, all these discussions come down to the characterization of who you are. Somebody in a suit and a tie is trying to tell you that you are a subject of the greater good and to be used and to be fed off like a parasite to serve their ideal. That's Luciferian. I'm here begging you, and I'm telling you, our founding fathers, your gift, your inheritance, ladies and gentlemen, is that God gave you this freedom and this liberty to act with virtue, and that with virtue comes liberty, and with liberty comes virtue, and morality, and choice, and freedom, and reason, and that your life can be a bastion, and all these robots and this technology that we have going forward, they can end up serving us and free us up to do anything. Instead, now it's being used as a hammer to try and enslave us in every way. You will win. We will win. Liberty will win. And Dr. Group is here is telling you, at least on this side, I know it. I believe in it. I am convicted in it. I am 100% in it. We have seen this before in this country, and this is ground zero. And this show is ground zero because the people we have like Dr. Group. I know it, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope every night before you go to bed, if you're a prayerful person, whatever you are, you say a prayer for this movement, whatever this is. Say a prayer that God will guide us. Say a prayer that we'll receive the inspiration the same that our founding fathers did, because we are not weak, and liberty will not die. And if we're united, we cannot lose. The greatest lesson of the American Revolution is that if there is a people united for the cause of liberty, they cannot lose. They can't lose because all of the universe will resonate with them and all of the universe will conspire to bring their victory. I know that. I've gone over the edge here, Dr. Group, today, but I just feel it so strongly talking to you. You inspire me. So we got a couple of minutes before break. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, you know, it is. We talk about a lot of the negative things because everything's in balance, and I believe we are coming into the golden age. I mean, a lot of mystics, a lot of scripture, a lot of ancient texts talk about the cycles. And it's all leading up into the golden age, and so I know that people are becoming more spiritual. They're becoming more aware as time goes on. But there's a transition period before you come into a golden age, and that's usually an age of transformation, rejuvenation, and there's always a negative, a really strong negative force trying to keep, and a lot of negativity and a lot of Luciferian things that are trying to keep you from getting into the golden age. And it's classic. If you look back in history, you always have a time like this. It's almost the exact same, whether it's, maybe back in history it didn't have to do with pharmaceuticals, but there's always some sort of a rise. It's always some sort of where you have a lot of sickness, a lot of disease, a lot of struggle. And in order to get through that, you have to go through that karmic phase. You have to go through that negative versus positive, that those fights, I guess, if you want to call them a fight. I like transition better, but it's just we're going through that transitionary process right now, and it's and that means on both sides. Look how split, you know, if you know, just like politics, it's very split right now. You have everything around is split 50-50, and you have 50% of the people on this side, 50% of the people on this side. But I'm optimistic, you know, I'm optimistic, and every single day that's here, we're doing what we can to help people, and we're helping change the lives of people every single day. People are getting healthier and healthier every single day. And not only that, people are waking up to the lies and the deceptions and the propaganda every single day.
Why is that so hard to swallow for people? We've got about 2 minutes before the break, but it just seems like for some people it's almost impossible just to break that paradigm that, you know, I might be being lied to.
It is because of the conditioning from birth. That's why. You know, it's psychological conditioning. It's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's a way to control your mind, and it's done through propaganda. It's done through the TV, the newspaper, the schools. So if you're brought up this way and you're taught the wrong things and you have to be tested on the wrong things to make sure that you know it, or you're going to get an F or you're going to get a D, and you got to conform to these standards, and you got to believe this happened in history. I mean, you got to believe that this is, you know, they've changed the history books. Just look at how many changes the Bible has gone through in the last 300 or 400 years, right? I mean, everything changes, and you have to learn, and you have to, it's all done specifically to create a very strong biased, and, you know, whether it's political, whether it's religious, whether it's health related, you know, pharmaceutical wise, telling you have to go from an early age. It starts when you come out of the womb. And it's all planned specifically to create that type of a system and that type of a person.
There's the music on the other side. More Dr. Group. He has some fantastic products. I promise we'll talk to about them on the other side. We'll get off this, esoteric conversation a little bit. But I think it's important. Know who you are, ladies and gentlemen. More with Dr. Group, the one and only Dr. Edward Group, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X 4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com is the place where we've conglomerated some of the best natural health alternative other products too. Just the best of the best. And right there in the middle of it is Dr. Group's Global Healing Center products. Oxy Powder, one of my favorite on sale, the Toxidine Detox Foot Pads, the Vegan Safe B12, the Lateral Flora, that, probiotics that sits on a shelf that's shelf stable. Very important. Gut health, it begins in your gut. There you go. Dr. Group, other products, of course, Strauss Heart Drops, the Vitamir, the toothpaste. Everybody can buy toothpaste from us, can't they? Or mouthwash. You know, we got a bundle together. We have a wellness bundle with Super Silver and Silver Lozenges, which is very good. Thank you so much for your support. This is where the money goes. All the money goes right back in to bring you people like Dr. Group. And we really appreciate him, and we really appreciate you, really. This is the front line in the revolution. This is the good guys. Buy from the good guys. This is it. This is it right here, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to see this more and more, and I promise you, that this is all going to come to a head, and you are who you are. The light that you have will be more important. The conviction you have will be more important and worth more than silver or gold than we've ever seen in this planet is the time that we have now, because we got to break through and get to the other side of what the Creator really has in store for us. So thank you for your support and for your purchases. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Dr. Group, and you can see why I just love Dr. Group so much, not only for what he does, his commitment there, but just his overall mind and the inspiration. And you know, we've had some really good conversations off air, and just I really think highly of him. and want you to see that and feel that. Doc, talk a little bit about your products. We mentioned the OxyPen, or maybe we'll start with the lateral floor because we talk so much about the gut. Talk a little bit about that product and why it's so important.
Well, it's actually a really good thing to talk about right now because we're coming into Christmas and most people gain anywhere from 5 to even 15 pounds between October and January, if you can believe that. It's just it's really a carbohydrate holiday season because you have sugars for Halloween and Thanksgiving meals are mostly carbohydrates and sweets. You have the turkey in there, but I'm plant-based, so I don't even eat meat. And then you have all of the snacking and everything that happens over the holidays. So it's very important. Actually, we can just give everybody some tips on what they can do to stay healthy during the Christmas season. And one of the things is probiotics. Like you said, lateral flora and Floratrex. We have those two probiotics. It's just eating extra food, not chewing your food, it sits in the system for long periods of time. So those are like my go-tos from October to December that just always take. And I try not to overeat, but you know, you're not out in the sun as much, you maybe might not be exercising as much, and what I love to do is to use Oxy powder because that way, you know, you can keep your intestines clean during the holidays and that protein is not sitting in there and turning putrefactic. The carbohydrates are not fermenting. The fats are not turning rancid. Keeping your gut healthy during the Christmas season is one of the best things that you can do. And that means drinking extra water, taking a good probiotic, taking Oxy powder to keep it clean. And the other thing I like to add in there is the Veganzyme, the enzyme formula, because if you just pop a couple extra enzymes before you eat your meals, you're going to be able to break those down more efficiently. We're finding out now that most people are becoming very low on enzyme production from the age of 28 on. And I've heard practitioners talking about now that age is getting down to 16, 17, 18 because we're eating the wrong foods and our pancreas and our enzyme production capability in our bodies is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing because of the overload of all of the foods that we're taking in. So that and reducing stress, like to me, the Christmas holidays are just awesome. It's because of my family tradition for so many years, and it's just a great time of the year. But studies show that, I think it was a Consumer Reports survey, that most Americans dread the holidays. I mean, when I read that report, I was like, really? And they said the number one reason why they dread the holidays was going in debt. And the second reason they dread the holidays was weight gain. And the third reason they dread the holidays was having to deal with crowds everywhere. So, I mean, try to keep your holiday season, I mean, try to stay happy and healthy all year round, but just making some minor changes during the Christmas season, Thanksgiving, you know, all that time of year. You can think about positive things or you can think about negative things. You can be mindful of yourself. You can take care of yourself. You can spend time in meditation. You can find things to be passionate about. Watch some Hallmark movies. I mean, you know, those are actually pretty good to watch to bring you, you know, out of anything or to get you in the Christmas spirit. But yes, those products for sure. Some people end up getting sick during the holiday season. I mean, that's why I always have the Detoxidine on hand, the iodine, because it's just incredible to keep your immune system strong and healthy. Oregano oil as well. Those are a couple of the things that I use over the holidays. I don't normally
Detoxidine, are you taking that every day? Because I take it I forget sometimes, but probably 4 or 5 times a week I take that. Is that an everyday type thing?
You can, depending on what your end goal is with it. I'll usually take it a couple times a week. And when I take it, I take a whole dropper full. So I'll just take a dropper full a couple times a week. And that's about 20 drops in a dropper full. So I take about 20 drops 2 times a week. And
Is it better to space it out, or is it better to hit it boom like you just said? Like, would it be better to take 5 drops every day or 20 drops, you know, once every 4 days?
Well, I haven't read any studies on that. The main thing that you want to do is just get iodine in your system, and iodine can stay in there. If you're dealing with thyroid issues, or if you're dealing with especially women that are dealing with fibrocystic disease, any type of cysts in your body, and for males, any type of cysts in your body, then you would want to take it on a consistent basis until your body comes back into balance. And iodine is one of the things that the majority of the population is deficient in all the time, because you're not going to get it in any of the food you eat. Even if you eat a lot of seafood, you're still not going to get the levels of iodine that you need, because every cell in your body has an iodine receptor on it. But now we have so many people that are dealing with thyroid illnesses out there too, whether it's hypothyroidism, whether it's Hashimoto's, whether it's hyperthyroidism, again, they're not looking at the root cause of why you're having that, which is going to be too many chemicals and toxins and chlorine and fluoride and bromine coming into the system. But my main reason is it is so hard to avoid getting any contamination with the other halogens, and that's chlorine, bromine, and fluoride. Even if you eat organic, it's just you, if you eat out at a restaurant, it's very hard to, you don't know, because you're not even able to test all of your organic foods and everything like that. But what we found is the only thing that's able to detoxify and remove the bromine, the fluoride, and the chlorine from your body is going to be iodine. So that's kind of, if you are swimming, if you don't have water purification in your home, and you're taking showers and baths and chlorinated water, and all the breads and flours are brominated now. And I mean, you can type in a list of and Google and just say bromine, sources of bromine in foods and beverages, sources of fluoride in foods and beverages, sources of chlorine in foods and beverages, and you're going to see a list just a mile long that people are eating every single day. So that's why you really need iodine. And I try to avoid as much of those things as possible, obviously, but iodine is incredible for brain health, for heart health, for digestive health, for liver health. It really is a miracle nutrient that everybody should be on. So whether you do a couple drops a day, or whether you just do a dropper full a couple times a week like I do, it doesn't really matter. At least you're getting iodine into your system.
Now, I believe it was you, because my wife was breastfeeding our young baby, and you said for the baby's brain to develop, make sure my wife is on the iodine, because then it'll get to the baby. Was it you that told me something like that? I thought that was interesting.
No, I told you that because the number one mental deficiency and mental retardation is iodine deficiency. Because they did tests on pregnant mothers, and they found the number one nutrient pregnant mothers are deficient in is iodine. And then they started linking that to development issues in children and mental development, brain development, and many other things. So what I always recommend to mothers and dads, or for children, is to make sure their children are getting enough iodine. From the time my children were born, even before they were born, my wife was taking iodine even through pregnancy, and they came out incredibly smart, healthy, and they've been taking iodine on a regular basis, and their scores, they're two or three grades ahead of where the other kids are right now. We actually took them out to homeschool them because they were so bored in their grade, and the school wouldn't move them up two or three grades. So it's just one thing, but it just goes to show you that the healthy, raising a healthy child and getting them organic foods and getting exercise in and teaching them how to meditate and teaching them how to read a label, that's probably one of the biggest things that we need to be teaching children and teaching adults, is how to properly read a label. Because if you do know how to read a label, hopefully you'll make the decision not to eat that food or that whatever that is, if you understand, how those compounds that are on a label can negatively affect you. So, I mean, they right now, they go somewhere and they ask to see the label on it. and they read the label, and they know what to look for on the label. And if they see high fructose corn syrup, or if they see maltodextrin, or if they see silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide, if they see any of those negative or disease-causing agents on the label, they won't eat it.
Let me ask you, I got an email from Jenny. I forgot to ask you this, but she says, I'm using levothyroxine, I think it's pronounced, for hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. I also take selenium and nascent iodine. What could I stock up on if there was some sort of catastrophe and she, you know, she couldn't get to her medicines or whatever? Is there something she could stock up on?
Well, iodine is the best thing in the world to stock up on because you can use it to purify water. You can use it for any type of cuts or bruises if you're out in the wild or if you're, you know, in a survival state. There's nothing better than iodine. It keeps you from getting sick. You can, you know, rinse it if you have an infection. You can rinse that out. You can take it internally if you get sick. You can balance out everything inside your system. For example, you know, some of the best successes we've had and monitored over the years with iodine and selenium is that usually individuals, after about 8 months to a year, they don't need to be on thyroid medications anymore because they've eliminated the root cause of why they had hypothyroidism to begin with, which was a lack of iodine and a lack of selenium and too many endocrine disrupting chemicals and plastics and all of the chemicals and toxins that they're consuming on a regular basis. So when you start eliminating all of the things that cause disease in your life, you have two areas to eliminate them. You have your internal environment, which is that's your food and beverages and anything you're putting in your mouth, and your external environment, and that's going to be all of the things that could be in your home, all the toxic air you're breathing in the home, all of the furniture that's you know, producing toxic VOCs, the memory foam mattress you might be sleeping on, the electromagnetic radiation, the negative emotions and TVs and propaganda that's coming into your brain from an external source. So you have the internal, detoxifying the internal, which is the inside of your body, and detoxifying the external, which is the environment in which you live, and reducing anything that causes you to think negative thoughts or reducing anything that causes you to be unhealthy. But you can live by the 90-10 rule or the 80-20 rule, and I've been teaching that for years and years and years because people say, well, it's going to be really hard for me to just give up everything. It's going to be hard for me to give up my hamburgers. It's going to be hard for me to give up my diet drinks. It's going to be hard for me to give up my this and give up my that. Yet they want to know why, you know, they're suffering from all these symptoms. So you'll be fine if you live by the 80-20 rule or the 90-10 rule, which is you're eating healthy and you're doing positive things 80% of the time or 90% of the time, and you give yourself some leeway there, that 10% of the time, to kind of enjoy some of the things that you might be missing. When you take away everything from somebody, they want it even more, and they can't stop thinking about it. So that's not really the answer. The answer is to do the 80-20 or the 90-10. Now, we did analysis on the majority of the people around the world that are on a SAD diet, standard American diet, and that are suffering from different illnesses. And most people are living the 10-90 rule, which they're only doing 10% of the things right in their life, 90% of the things wrong. So can you imagine if you were just 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, you know, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10? So considering the fact that most people are doing the 10-90, I mean, that's pretty significant. But it's baby steps. You can just make small changes. You don't have to do everything at once. Start by cleansing your body. Start by looking around and just being aware of your environment. Are you plugging in air fresheners? Are you using air fresheners in your home? Okay, those are some of the most toxic things you can use in your home.
Oh, my gosh.
Start eliminating and just being aware of what you're doing, really. It's really mindfulness of saying, okay, let me start thinking about what I'm putting in my body. Like the next time you go eat or the next time that you buy food, you know, look at the ingredients and just ask yourself, is this going to be good for me or is this going to be bad for me? And it's in understanding and spending more time and educating yourself on the things that could harm you versus the things that can create peace and harmony and joy and happiness and health in your life.
You got those. We also have carry your detox foot pads. Tell us a little bit about that. I think that's a real simple, easy way to really help get toxins out of your body.
Yeah, I love things that are simple and easy. And the detox foot pads were designed to put on the bottom of your feet before you go to bed at night, and you just sleep. It's like oxy powder, right? There's nothing better than taking like 3 or 4 or 5 capsules of oxy powder and then going to bed at night and waking up in the morning and the oxy powder cleaned your whole intestinal tract while you slept. I mean, how awesome is that? And the detox foot pads are the same way. So basically the detox foot pads have these far infrared gems in them, and the way the pads are created to create like a far infrared field. And you put them on the bottom of your feet, and they have different powders of herbs and absorbents in there, all natural, organic, that as the far infrared is sucking, as your blood comes down through your feet all night long, all the far infrared is actually opening up the blood vessel to release all the chemicals and the toxins, and then they get absorbed into the bottom of the pad. So you wake, you start off, the pads are white, and then when you wake up in the morning, the pads are black and crusty. So you can see. And the reason I like these detox foot pads is because all of the clinical trials have been done on them. There's a lot of different trials and studies that have been done that actually show that these work and that these are actually pulling chemicals and toxins out of the body. And not only that, you have all your reflexology points on the bottom of your foot. And these pads actually contain tourmaline and amethyst. And so these minerals are actually very beneficial, and the herbs that create energy signatures and vibrations that stimulate the reflexology points on the bottom of your feet that go to every single organ in your body. So not only is it extracting and absorbing all these chemicals and toxins, but it's also supporting and providing good energy and signatures to all the organs and balancing them out. It's almost like an acupuncture treatment.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking oxy powder that we have. Of yours, you just take the pills at night. It's simple. For new listeners, they've never heard this. It's a way to cleanse your intestines or really get that process going. It's very easy to use. You take it at night, and in the morning, you just dispel. There's a lot of liver cleanses where you better be near your, I mean, I don't want to be gross, but you better be near your toilet, for the next 24 hours. This is not like that. I love them. We got the detoxidine. We got the B12. Tell us shortly about that B12.
So the B12, is a B12 designed for rapid absorption using our, glycerin matrix technology, and it contains the cofactors of B12 that your body would normally break B12 down into. Most people out there are showing a deficiency of B12 right now, whether you're a meat eater or whether you're a vegan or whether you're a raw foodist, and it's because of the lack of intrinsic factor that's being produced. So we know now that the majority of how do you normally get B12, by the way, just to back up for a second? The body does not make B12. So how we normally get and had our B12 in our bodies from hundreds and 500 years ago is from the soil. We got our B12 from the soil, from the microorganisms in the soil. Most people had their own farms. They ate their own food, or the food wasn't washed really good. So there was always particles of microorganisms on the food, healthy ones, soil-based microorganisms.
I never knew that.
And there was also B12 contained in that. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So how you find B12 in meat and some other products is just because of that, because those animals eat the vegetation and get soil in their bodies, so that's how they get B12, and then people eat the meat. However, now science shows that even meat eaters are deficient in B12, and that the meat actually creates B12 deficiency because it messes up the intrinsic factor production in the body. So that's a long scientific background, but what people need to know is that if you are feeling fatigued, if you're feeling, you know, brain fog, if you're feeling pain, if you're multiple things they're associating with B12 deficiency right now. So B12 is another thing that I take, by the way, because it just it helps me out and I really like it. But most of the B12 on the market is cyanocobalamin, which B12 is a cobalamin molecule. So cyanocobalamin is the way the synthetic B12 is being manufactured, bonded to a cyanide molecule. So what we did is look at the body and say, okay, well, how does B12 actually break down in the body and the cofactors? And it, in the usable form of B12 breaks down into adenosyl cobalamin and methyl cobalamin. So we said, okay, let's put together a formula that has adenosyl cobalamin and methyl cobalamin. And we did that, and that's our B12. However, we just came out and just launched a new B12, which is called a tri-blend B12, and we added the hydroxocobalamin in there. Now, hydroxocobalamin is still a cofactor and is still very useful. It's just a slower release form of B12. So it's going to release the B12 over a longer period of time. So we took the three most effective types and came out with a tri-blend B12 formula that's now available as well. So
we got about two minutes left. I wanted to talk about fatty liver. I don't know what you can do in 2 minutes, but what is causing fatty liver in our 10-year-old children?
The sugars and the carbohydrates. Well, first of all, the gut health. Children have all kinds of allergies because women are not breastfeeding. And the dietary factors that the children are on, which are high in high fructose corn syrup and high in carbohydrates, those are really the two factors, the high levels of potatoes, corn, rice, pasta, gluten, bread, and sugars. Sugars across the board. Because when the liver can only break down a certain percentage of sugars before it converts those into fat. And so you're seeing when you have high carbohydrate intake, high sugar intake, the liver can usually only process around 68 grams a day, but you're seeing like 400, 500, 600 grams, 1,000 grams, more than that. And so the liver has to process it into fat, and that's why you're seeing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children these days. Get the kids off the carbohydrates and the sugars and do a liver cleanse. Use Livitrex. It's safe for children, and you can start, repairing the liver.
Oh, fantastic. It's a pleasure to talk to you, an absolute pleasure. I'm going to talk to you soon. Stay right there when we end, Doc. Stay right there just for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, end of the week. We're going to see you next week. Thank you so much for all your support. Again, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intended you to be. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.